Tim Brackstead warms up the engine on his Pioneer Cherokee four-seater. He's run through this checklist countless times in his 15 years as a pilot. But since 1996, preparing for a flight has taken on new meaning. That was the year Brackstead and a group of amateur pilots began flying missions for the group Wings of Mercy.
Every pilot likes to fly, so any excuse to go fly more is always a plus. I don't think anybody in the group had any idea that they were going to get so tied to it. And I don't think I've ever talked to any of the pilots who've ever flown in the group who haven't come away with something extremely close to them.
Brackstead has flown more than 30 missions for Wings of Mercy. He is one of some 45 pilots who donate their time and their planes to fly low-income people to hospitals where they can get specialized medical care. The missions are often very emotional, says Brackstead, but also rewarding. He says he vividly remembers his second flight, when he, a co-pilot, and two critical care nurses made an emergency trip to Traverse City, Michigan.
She was over there at a family reunion, and her cancer flared up, and she wasn't able to make the motor trip back home, so her one wish was that she wanted to come back to St. Paul, be in her home with her family in her last few days, and yes, she passed away, but she got that one dream that she wanted back that she couldn't economically have accomplished any other way.
Wings of Mercy.
Glenn Young is a kind of air traffic controller for all of the Wings of Mercy missions. He takes requests from patients, contacts pilots, and even monitors weather conditions from the living room of his Litchfield home. Like the pilots, he volunteers his time to help people from all over the Midwest.
We'll cover Denver, Colorado, down as far south as Joplin, Missouri, then going east, Terre Haute, Indiana, and we've been to Cincinnati and up to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Young keeps careful records of each flight in a white binder he stores underneath his desk. He says even though he rarely meets the patients and families face-to-face, he remembers them all, and he tries to keep in touch. One of his favorite clients is 5-year-old Courtney Mocht.
Here's mine.
Yeah.
I got another one. Don't die.
With Christmas fast approaching, the only thing on Courtney's mind is how many of those presents under the tree are for her. Her brief life hasn't always been this carefree. When she was 2 days old, she suffered the first in a series of liver failures. By age three, she was attracting national attention when she became the youngest person to have a liver and small bowel transplant. Courtney's mom, Michelle, says the first year after surgery, she and Courtney had to make trips once a week from their farm in Canby to the University of Minnesota Medical Center in the Twin Cities. She says they were trips she never could have made without the Wings of Mercy pilots.
Oh, it would have been driving to Minneapolis and St. Paul, which I cannot do. I'm so scared. It's so good the way they have it set up where we fly into the airport and we call the cab and the cab takes us to the hospital, and when we're all done, the cab takes us back out and to the airport, and the guys fly us back to Marshall.
Courtney and Michelle have become good friends with the pilots who fly into Marshall to help them. But this year, there haven't been as many trips to the Twin Cities because Courtney only requires occasional checkups now. It's fantastic news to pilot Tim Brackstead, who holds 5-year-old Courtney very close to his heart. Hers is one story with a happy ending.
Most of us look back at it and say even the missions that end in a patient passing away at some point, we know that we've done something positive, and that had we not been there, they wouldn't have either gotten the treatment or they wouldn't have been able to make it home in time.
Brackstead and the other pilots with Wings of Mercy head into their fourth year of service this January with a total of 170 flights. Tim Brackstead says he's ready for flight number 171 when he can help a new friend or reunite with an old one.
Rudolph, an old reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.
You mean there it goes. All the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. Santa's love for Rudolph. Join me in the games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with his snow nose so bright, won't he come on stage and make me love him? And the little reindeer, you're the dumbest story.